Please join us for Metal Arc Service League's 30th annual A Taste of Camarillo Wine, Brew, and Food Festival, the longest-running wine and food festival in Ventura County. Guests spend an afternoon sampling on the grounds of the historic Camarillo Ranch. Dust off your boots and enjoy country western music and dancing with live performances. There'll be a VIP Lark Saloon, wet your whistle watering hole, and shopping in the shade of 100-year-old trees. All proceeds from the Taste of Camarillo benefit local and Ventura County charities. Saturday and Sunday, July 29th and 30th. For more information, visit www.metalarcserviceleague.com. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Everybody loves hot, fresh, and delicious kettle corn. One of Kim's favorites is California Kettle Corn, family owned and operated since the summer of 2007. Every golden kernel of this superior quality popping corn is American grown in the Midwest and hand popped with care in California. You can find this amazing kettle corn being freshly popped at fairs, farmers markets, local events, and at the Newberry Park Shop. Come try a truly unique kettle corn experience with high quality kernels. California Kettle Corn, hand popped and homemade. We love it and know you will too. Book your next event. Call 805-715-1500. That's 805-715-1500.
Sylvia Milo stars in the poetic and poignant production of The Other Mozart, directed by Isaac Byrne. The true story of this untold figure in music history comes to life with music composed by Mozart and Mariana Martinez. Original music written for the play by Nathan Davis and Phyllis Chin. The New York Times describes the show as strikingly beautiful. The Stage of London says the show is a gem. Discover the real story behind The Other Mozart at Rubicon Theater in Ventura's downtown cultural district. The Other Mozart opens May 31st and runs Wednesdays through Sundays through June 18th. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to RubiconTheater.org.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
There you go. I got you covered, all right. And, of course, I want to wish everybody a happy Father's Day. And, of course, it is Father's Day weekend. And, of course, I always love to share my dad. And, you know, he's one of my men in my life, of course, with my husband and my sons and my son-in-law. So they're all daddies out there. And I hope that you guys have an amazing Father's Day. With that, I'm so glad that you are here. And, of course, we've been here for an hour. We've had an amazing show, and we're always here every Saturday from 6 to 8, and I always like to start our show with a little bit of uplifting. Be selective with your battles. Sometimes peace is better than being right, and I love that because, you know, it doesn't always pay to be right. We could just be like, okay, you know, let's get through this. So again, I'm Kim Pagano. And of course, you have been listening and hopefully you are just waking up, starting your day in a positive way here with the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to give out our phone number here, 805-419-0008, 419-0008. We've got lots of stuff that we are helping to support and promote. And I love being a part of all these great events. Again, we love to get your calls. And if you have an event or a business or something that you would love to share on our show, we would love you to call in at that number, 805-419-0008. And again, follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those other places are chances to win. And when you call in here, all we need is your name, your phone number, and what you're calling about, and your email. We also have a newsletter that goes out every single week, and that is with all the events in it and all of our guests that are coming on. And you can learn about, you know, different books or different authors or all the events that are happening right here. With that, if you miss any of our show at all, you can always tune in on iTunes to our podcast. Download it on your phone, and you can have our whole library on there. So I want to start by welcoming Kurt Sauter. He is here. How are you doing?
Great, Kim. Thanks. Good. How are you doing?
Yeah, another year. Wow, that flew by, right?
It always goes by quickly. It's
I
great
know.
To be back.
I love it. And of course, we're talking about Kaneo Food and Wine Festival. And of course, that is coming up June 25th, next weekend. Yeah, next weekend, right? Yeah.
Yeah,
oh
weekend after Father's
okay,
Day.
Okay, yes. Right. Oh, gosh. Oh, God. I tell you, it flies by. And we're excited to share that with everyone. With that, also going to be sharing Joni Fagan and Mandy Edwards. And, of course, they're talking about Laugh It Forward, Face Forward. And of course, that's going to be happening at the Comedy Store in Sunset. And this is their third annual, and that's happening next Thursday, June 22nd. So we're going to talk with them a little bit. And then we're going to talk with Liz Crocker with her book, Transforming Memories. So those are all of our guests. I'd love to have you stay all the way through. We're going to be here till 8 o'clock. And Tom, you want to talk about some of our great giveaways?
Kim, we have Taste of Camarillo, the longest running wine and food festival in Ventura County, and you will be there at the Camarillo Ranch House. Beautiful place to be July 30th, 1 to 4 p.m. Circus Vargas is back in Thousand Oaks. We have tickets to Circus Vargas with Kim, Kaneo Food and Wine Festival. You can sample all the best food, wine, beer, desserts in the Kaneo Valley culinary community. Everything they have to offer, 155 East Jans Road. That was my old stomping grounds.
I was raised in Tio. There you go.
California kettle corn, high-quality kettle kernels, only the best from Kim Pagano. And we do have those even logoed for your company.
They do, yeah. And, oh, my God, it's my favorite, I have to tell you. I'll have to bring some for you, Kurt. But anyways, I'm so excited. And, of course, I'd love to start off with some tickets to the Kaneo Food and Wine Festival. And again, that's happening June 25th, Sunday. And that is from 1:30 to 5:30. I've been there the last couple of years. Let me tell you, they do an amazing job. And it's growing every year. So you guys are almost outgrown where you're at. But we're just trying to decide how we can, we can figure out how to get more people in there.
Squeeze a few more people in every year.
There you go. All right. Well, let's bring our first guest on, Joni, and of course, Mandy. Joni and Mandy, are you there?
We are here. Hi, Kim.
How are you? Good. Tell us a little bit about who you guys are and what you're doing, and I'm really excited to share this with our listeners.
Thank you so much, Kim. I always love talking to you. I am so excited to be working with this organization and Mandy. I'm going to let her tell you all about it, but I have friends on the show like Kathy Ladman, who you know, and Lisa Ann Walter. And it's going to be so fun. And this is Mandy Edwards right here. It's one of the organizers.
Great. Hi, Mandy. Thank
Hi.
You so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life.
We appreciate you having us. Thank you so very much. We are Face Forward. We are a Beverly Hills-based charity, but we serve patients from around the world. And we actually provide pro bono reconstructive surgery for survivors of domestic violence, human trafficking, and other cruel acts of crime.
Wow, that's a big deal now. You know, I work with a lot of, I don't know if you guys have ever heard Interface out here. I'd love to connect you guys because
that would be amazing.
Yeah, you're doing, I'm one of their supporters out here. And, you know, to me, many hands make little work. Okay, everybody's out there doing the same thing. And I know that this is a really hard time for people right now. We've had several just in our immediate area. And I don't know, there's got to be something that we can, you know, do to help these people. And especially there was a woman out here that her husband poured gasoline on her. And so I love what you're doing. So tell us a little bit about your organization.
Yeah, the organization's been around since 2007, actually, so we're going on our 10th year. It was founded by Deborah and Dr. David Alessi. Deborah is actually a survivor of domestic violence, and her husband is an amazing plastic reconstructive surgeon. So they sort of combined both of their gifts and talents in life and said, let's figure out what we can do to give back and to help others. So it started off as just an idea 10 years ago, where, you know, they helped one or two patients that were just in need of some surgical assistance, and has grown into an amazing organization helping survivors. Again, we are worldwide. We bring in international cases. We're currently working on a case coming to us from India. We just had an orphan last year who came to us from Africa. We had a patient from Afghanistan.
Wow.
We, you know, violence knows no bounds, no socioeconomic boundaries, no gender, no religion, no race. So the needs are there. And we know that there's a lot of really horrible and ugly things happening in this world, and we're all experiencing it on a daily basis, even more so right now. And it's sad that organizations like us have to exist. But it is an honor to do what we do every day, to be able to help in any capacity that we can.
I totally agree. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us, starting your day in a positive way, that we are talking about Laugh It Forward and, of course, Face Forward. We have Joni Fagan, of course, one of my dear friends, and comedians, three blonde moms, one of the blonde moms, and, of course, Mandy Edwards. And so tell us, what are we going to find that day? And I know that you guys gave us a couple tickets that we can share with somebody out there. I do want to just put that out there right now, and that is at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, if you would love to share this. It's going to be at the Comedy Store, 8433 Sunset Boulevard in Los Angeles. Tell us, what are we going to find that day?
You are going to find a hilarious lineup of comics who are all donating their time and talent to support the cause. We have had some tremendous support. This is our third year doing this event, and each year it's just even more phenomenal than the last. We know that what we deal with is a very dark subject matter, and what we do is, you know, very heavy. So we try to make our fundraising events as lighthearted and celebratory as we possibly can. So we like to do things like this where we're bringing people in. We know the world needs more laughter. Uh-huh. We need more light and love out there and positivity, because there is so much ugly in the world. So we've got some great comics. We've got, you know, an amazing host. You know, like Joni had mentioned, Lisa Ann Walter and Kathy Ladman are joining us. We've got Stephen Kramer Glickman, Helen Hong, Amir Kay, Rachel O'Brien, and some surprise guests that I can't quite tell you about just yet.
Okay.
But we have a few more surprises in store. We have a VIP reception for the people that purchase VIP seats. They get some early admissions, some refreshments, Fresh Brothers pizzas, providing some food for us for the evening. So lots of great things going on. Surprise gifts.
Okay.
And lots of laughs.
Okay. I love it. I love what you're doing. When does it start?
The VIP reception starts at 7 p.m. The show will actually start at 8 p.m.
Okay, perfect. Okay, and if people don't win tickets here, where do they get their tickets?
They can get them from the thecomedystore.com. So through the Comedy Store website, they can purchase.
Okay, perfect. And is there a website that they can find out more about Face Forward?
Absolutely. We are at faceforwardla.org, and also on social media at faceforwardla.
Okay, great. All right. Well, I love what you guys are doing, and I thank you so much for being able to share it here on the Kim Pagano Show. I do want to remind you that we also have our podcast, and you can download all of our shows on our podcast, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show.
Kim, thank you so much. You're amazing.
Well, you guys are pretty amazing too. And, I always say many hands make a little work. So I love what you guys are doing. And I thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, dear.
All right. All right. Talk to you soon. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Kurt Sauter. And of course, we're going to be talking about Caneo Food and Wine Festival. And of course, that's happening at St. Paschal in Thousand Oaks. And that's happening June 25th. I've got tickets for you right now. Call in. You'd love to share this day with all of us out there. And of course, that's happening 1:30 to 5:30 on the 25th. Call me right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sylvia Milo stars in the poetic and poignant production of The Other Mozart, directed by Isaac Byrne. The true story of this untold figure in music history comes to life with music composed by Mozart and Mariana Martinez. Original music written for the play by Nathan Davis and Phyllis Chin. The New York Times describes the show as strikingly beautiful. The Stage of London says the show is a gem. Discover the real story behind The Other Mozart at Rubicon Theater in Ventura's downtown cultural district. The Other Mozart opens May 31st and runs Wednesdays through Sundays through June 18th. For tickets, call 805-667-2900, 667-2900, or go to rubicontheater.org.
Circus Vargas presents their amazing new production, Steam Cirque, under the big top at the Ventura County Fairgrounds, May 25th through the 29th. And coming soon to Thousand Oaks in San Luis Obispo. See death-defying acrobats, comedians, daredevils, and much more. Buy your tickets today at CircusVargas.com. For the finest in family entertainment and memories that last a lifetime, don't miss Circus Vargas.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair, and I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair, and she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show. Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, I have Kurt Sauter in my studio right now. And of course, welcome and how are you?
Great, Kim. Thanks for having me.
Good. And of course, we've got Father's Day weekend. And we were just talking a little bit about that. And happy Father's Day.
Thanks so much, Kim.
You have four girls?
I got four teenage daughters.
Oh, my God. How old are they?
The oldest is 18, and it goes all the way down to 13. So that's a busy household. And, you know, I think it's so funny because your theme today was maybe peace over being right.
Yeah, Dad, take this one. That is so right. You know, I'm like, could you just be happy instead of be right?
Yeah,
really, that's the bottom line.
It does definitely make a difference in our household to keep the peace.
Yeah, especially you're against five women, right?
That is true. Even the dog. Yeah.
Oh, God, you're outnumbered. All right. Well, I do want to remind anybody, one, happy Father's Day to everyone out there. We're so grateful and blessed that you guys are here tuning in to the Kim Pagano Show. This is something I love doing, love sharing. I got to see lots of friends and listeners out and hopefully winners out at Ojai Wine Festival last weekend. It was a beautiful, it's funny, it wasn't like the perfect weather, but it was the perfect weather for being out there because it wasn't too hot. And there was so many people out there. Oh my gosh, I'm telling you, it was a great day. They did a great job. So again, thank you to all of our winners out there. So, of course, you have Caneo Food and Wine Festival coming up on next Sunday, June 25th. And tell us a little bit about that. And you guys always do such a great job.
Thanks, Kim. Yeah, this is our seventh year doing this event. It gets bigger every year. Super happy. We have a large number of vendors, restaurants, wineries, breweries, desserts, and a few others that are all there for a single price of admission. And you basically get a glass to go tasting with, and you get to taste and sample as much cuisine and food, wine, and beer as you can take all in a single afternoon. So it's a great charitable event. We also have a VIP tent. I think there are a few tickets still available.
Ooh, okay, perfect. How much are those?
I think regular price is $125. I think you can still get them online for $105 okay. this week, okay. and then they go up to full price right before the event.
Okay.
Yep, and that gets you kind of an enhanced level of service.
Yeah, they're in there like waiting on you and bringing you. I remember all the ice cream and oh my god, it's amazing.
I think this year we've got champagne tasting in the VIP tent as well. So our friends out at Flying Goat Cellars are bringing in the champagne. So we're really looking forward to that as well.
Very cool. Very cool. Well, you guys do such a great job. So tell everybody where it's at.
So the Caneo Food and Wine Festival is at the corner of Jans Road and Moore Park Road in Thousand Oaks.
Right.
So just off the 101 and the 23 freeway.
Very easy access.
Super easy to get to.
Yeah. And so who are some of the vendors? Let's talk about that. You mentioned one, the champagne, but you guys, I know that, every year you do it a bigger and better.
Oh my gosh. So we have restaurants like Mediterrano is there, serving up their great Mediterranean cuisine. One of my little favorites is Mouthful, kind of in their pulled pork sandwiches that they have.
Oh, I love that, yeah.
Kind of a Peruvian-based menu will be there. Paul Martin's will be
love
there.
Love Paul Martin's,
you gotta
yeah.
like him. I think truly one of the best happy hours in
they really
in the,
do.
In
and
the
you know what I love about it, okay, is just everything is homemade and fresh there. I mean, made from scratch. It's amazing.
It's so good.
Yeah.
They just bring it right out. Yeah. Fusion Grill in Thousand Oaks will be there. Snapper Jack's with their Baja kind of cuisine will be there as well. A number of dessert places will be there as well. Himalaya is new this year.
Oh.
Oriental.
Okay.
That would be great. We also have some pretty cool places like Farm and Flame that actually kind of serve the Rams in terms of catering to them. So we're really excited to see what they're going to have there as well.
That's cool.
Restaurants like Spumoni are coming, and new places too, like Vintage Grocers will be there for the first time.
Oh, now where are they at? Okay.
You know, and so they've got great specialty meats and kind of deli as well as paired wines and things like that that I'm sure they're going to be showing off. And of course, we've got all of our wineries that'll be there and breweries as well.
Okay, very good. Well, that's going to be a win-win that day. And what do all the proceeds go to?
We have two major beneficiaries this year. It's Food Share of Ventura County, and they're, of course, based right here in Oxnard. And then the other is Many Mansions. So
I love Many Mansions, both of them. Yeah. You know, there's so many great foundations, and it's, you know, every year the Kim Pagano Show picks a different foundation to kind of work behind and help, even though, you know, we support all of them as many times. How do you come up with the ones that you're going to work with?
I think from our standpoint, it's like kind of doing the most good that you can. And Food Share is just great because they amplify, the beneficiary of the event or the proceeds of the event. It's not just 1 + 1 = 2. It's 1 + 1 = 5 with those guys. So definitely, their ability to help the local community, their ability to help out in emergency situations. Plus, they do great work in terms of ongoing education of the public as well.
Right.
And the same. Go ahead.
And do you keep the same one? Like next year will be somebody else?
It's definitely it's different every year.
Yeah.
Not always the same ones. We definitely try to rotate. The St. Paschal Men's Club is doing the heavy lifting year after year in the background. And so we probably have 14, 15 different charities that we work with. And we definitely try to kind of rotate it around a little bit, kind of helping those that need the help most in any given year.
I love that. I love that. Now, so how can people get involved? And you know, I tell us a little bit about that men's group.
Oh, gosh. The St. Paschal's Men's Club's been around for over 50 years. In fact, I think they were here before the city of Thousand Oaks even incorporated. But we're about 500 guys.
Wow.
Yeah, it's a pretty big group. And so with that, we can really do some larger events. And that group basically is like I say, comprises the committee and kind of does the heavy lifting and volunteering for the day. And, you know, people can help out that day by, of course, attending.
Absolutely.
Is our favorite one. And there's an army of volunteers that help us out as well. So there's volunteer opportunities. There may still be some available. You can go to our website and check that out. But for the most part, there's that. Of course, donations are accepted. Of course, bidding on our big silent auction that we
what
have
there.
What
is your silent auction? Let's talk about that a little bit.
Yes.
So, yeah, what do you have this year?
Oh, gosh. Of course, there will be a large number of baskets there full of kind of the various goodies that our vendors bring. So wine baskets, brewery baskets, empty growlers that you can fill up at the brewery, and a whole number of things, including, of course, dinners at our vendors' restaurants, and lastly, a few nice things like a weekend getaway at the Westlake Village Inn. So includes suites for a couple of nights, as well as breakfast at the Westlake Village Inn. So lots of great things there.
I love it. I love it. Well, I love all these things that we do. Obviously, they benefit so many great people, but it's again a win-win, and you can go there, have a great time. Now, I see a lot of families there helping with their kids and all that. Is that just the immediate families, or how does that work? Or do you guys invite kids to help out?
We do. So, you know, it's I think it's one of the tenets that I have, which kind of says, you know, you need to start your kids volunteering early and often. And you know, our events should be a little bit more open to, especially the volunteers, in terms of bringing the families in to help in any way they can. So charity kind of has to be practiced. It's not necessarily a natural thing that that people innately have. And so I think having your members of your family participate in ways, in whatever ways they're able to help, I think is a good thing.
Well, you know what it does, though, Kurt, also, is that it helps people and our kids to know their gifts. Okay, because I believe that we all have our gifts. We all have a purpose. And once you identify your gift and you're able to give back, oh my God, I mean, you've opened up a whole nother world for your children. And if they feel good, I mean, of course, you know, you can forget about almost anybody's problem if you're giving and if you're helping somebody else, because now you're not the, you know, you've kind of moved your direction to somebody else. And so I love that. I think that's so important. I wish I would have done that with my kids younger. I always helped, but they would be like, okay, Mom, you know, here's your stuff, you know. But I love that when I saw all the kids there, you know, just passing out, you know, drinks and
yeah.
Just
we make them work pretty hard in some cases, you know, whether they have ice service to all the vendors.
Right.
Some of the kids are Red Cross CPR certified and babysitting certified, so we do have babysitting on site that day.
Oh, you do?
We
need to mention that.
Yeah,
that's
we
a
should.
Big deal.
So yeah, if you want to bring your younger kids and still go into the event and taste, knowing that your kids are safe right on site
how
nearby.
How old, or how does that work? Does it matter?
Yeah, basically, as long as they're potty trained, and you know, we'll take them for a couple of hours, and there's no cost to that. And so that way,
that's
you can
a huge plus right there. I love it. So
right.
Yeah. Well, I love what you guys are doing. And again, if they don't win tickets here, which I'm going to actually just throw out another pair of tickets right now for my listeners to win, call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008, and leave us your name, your number, and your email, and tell us what you're calling about. Where do they go to get them?
Sure. They can go to our website, CanejoFoodandWine.com, and they can purchase tickets online. Like I said, I think there's still some discount tickets available.
Okay. What's the max? Where are you going with how many people?
So typically we expect somewhere around 700 people to attend.
Okay.
And so our general admission won't sell out, but our VIP tickets will quickly sell out. They're almost gone.
Really? Yeah, because you're under the cover there and it's a nice little closed in area. So definitely. Well, again, I'm really excited to be a part and share this with everybody. And of course, we're talking about Conejo Food and Wine Festival. And of course, that is happening Sunday, next Sunday, June 25th. And of course, from 1:30 to 5:30. Get your tickets, and I think you'll love this. And of course, that goes to Food Share and Many Mansions. Great, great foundation. So
thanks.
Again,
thanks so
Kurt,
much.
Thank you so much for being here.
No problem, Kim. Hey, one more item. We
Please.
Always have so many people coming. This year, we actually have overflow parking in a shuttle right down the road at Lorena High School.
That's
so
awesome.
You know, if you want to park there and just take the shuttle right over to the event, nice, easy option for them. And of course, come check out all the music that's going on there too.
We didn't talk about that. Who's going to be on there?
So we've got Alex Cabrera and his band Ignition is going to be there, kind of rock and roll favorites. We've got Phil Pepe doing Sinatra, which is a really fun little segment that
How
he does.
How fun is that? Yeah.
Yeah. And Kevin Stoller does his jazz band, always one of the staples of the show. So that alone is worth the price for admission.
There
Thanks,
you go.
Kim.
I love it. You know what? I want to give you a $75 gift certificate for hair therapy.
Oh, excellent.
And so I'd love to share that to, you know, have you donate that.
Oh, thanks so much, Kim.
All right.
Much appreciated.
You got it. All right. We're going to take a really quick break. Stay with us. And, of course, call in right now so you can get some of these great tickets that we're giving away. I also want to add a pair of tickets to Rubicon. And, of course, it's the Other Mozart. And that's going all the way till this weekend. So get your call in right now, 419-0008, 419-0008. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blasser can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Primary Residential Mortgage, a nationally ranked top 10 mortgage banker where the primary focus is you. For more information, call 805-367-3117. That's 805-367-3117. Or visit MikeForLoans.com, NMLS number 248433.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life, the Kim Pagano Show. Next weekend, we've got Circus Vargas. And of course, they are coming up to Thousand Oaks. And I'd love to get some people there and give out some tickets. So call us right now. They have a whole different look. Of course, it's like a steam circuit thing. And of course, it's retro. They do such a great job. It's kind of steampunk and science fiction, fantasy inspired Circus Odyssey. So I'd love to share those with you. I will be out there I think I'll be there Friday. But anyways, I'd love to share that. If you don't win tickets here, you can go to circusvargas.com and purchase tickets there. But I'm telling you, they do such a great job. And of course, they're not working with any animals or anything like that. But I'm telling you, it's a great place for the whole family. So anyways, I'd love to share some tickets. Call in right now at 805-419-0008. Our next guest, and we're going to be talking a little bit about her book, is Liz Crocker. And her book is Transforming Memories. Liz, are you there?
I am here.
How are you?
I'm great.
Well, thank you for joining us here on the Kim Pagano Show. Tell us a little bit about yourself and of course, your book.
Well, I'm a woman who actually, if you look at my resume, it looks like I can't hold a job. I've just done an array of amazing and wonderful and fun things in my life, including healthcare and teaching and running. I actually own the Canada's oldest children's bookstore, and I've had a network of environmental stores, and I'm just basically a curious person. So that led me to discover that two of my friends were also children of alcoholics, and so begins the journey of transforming memories.
And did you say two of your daughters?
No, two of my friends.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So two of your friends were alcoholics?
No, children of alcoholics.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Got you. Okay.
So we discovered that all three of us were children of alcoholics, and we realized that we had never talked about that very much, certainly as children and even growing up.
Hmm.
And so we thought, well, why don't we... You know, it's probably a really good thing to talk about. Why don't we try to do some writing about it? And then we can share our writings with other people and people will know they're not alone. Little did we know that as we began to share our writing using a very particular technique and process, that it wasn't now just about writing our stories to share with others. We were, as somebody said, there's a difference between talking about past trauma and feeling about it. And the process of writing really took us into our deep emotions as we use some of these loaded words. And so at the end result, we had created a body of writing that we wanted to share with other people about some of the implications of being children of alcoholics. But we also had been on a transformative journey ourselves. And therefore, and I'm going to stop talking in a second, we wanted to share information about this particular process of writing because we think it's not only psychologically useful for people, but research is now showing that it actually improves your biophysical health.
I have to agree. When you write it down, you put it into concrete, I guess you would say. Do you agree with that?
Yeah,
it helps you grow. It helps you, you can see it and then kind of go back over it.
Yeah, and I think just the process of getting it out, you start to sort of untangle what is a kind of messy collection of images and emotions. And suddenly, as you say, when you see it on paper, you start to make sense of the chaos of your life.
Now, let me ask you, by talking about it with, your two other friends, was that how your friendship begun, or you were already friends and you realized that you have something that you all three had in common?
We were already friends, but there's no question the process of doing this project together very much deepened our friendship and took us to, as you can imagine, you know, intimate sharings that as I said, deepen the friendship. And, you know, we thought we were good friends already, but it really was an amazing thing. And when we first shared our very original writings with each other, we each said to the other, oh, my goodness, I knew factually about your childhood, but I didn't really know the details. And now that I know the details, I have such a deep appreciation and empathy for you.
So let me ask you, and I don't know if this is too personal or not, but were any of you abused by your alcoholic fathers? Was it a father?
Two fathers, one mother.
Okay. Okay.
And abuse is a really interesting word. And
right.
If you mean sexually abused, no.
Okay.
But I think our view is neglect is a form of abuse.
Absolutely.
Fear of abandonment is a form of abuse. Shame is a form of abuse. A feeling of guilt that maybe you caused this is right. A form of abuse.
Right.
So I don't know if that answered the question that you were asking or.
Yeah. Yeah. And so were these triggers for all of you? You know, I mean, sometimes we don't go through them. We go on. We move on in our life. And then to unbury them and to try to, as you call it, transforming your memories, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how did that. Was it a positive thing for all of you?
You know, it really was a positive thing. I think that understanding that some of the behaviors and habits that we had, that we were manifesting as adults, you know, not that we were bad people, but maybe we were a little kind of on the control end of things, or we would not tolerate uncertainty very easily. There were some habitual patterns that we had grown up with, which made perfect sense when you were trying to survive as a child, but are a little more complicated when you're trying to not only be an adult, but then, of course, to parent your own children. So as we understood these things and understood where they came from, it's almost as though we could offer loving kindness to ourselves. And you know, once you kind of wrap yourself in a hug and say, you know what, I get you, you're okay, and you now understand that you have a choice whether you want to continue these behaviors or not. So that's where the transformation came.
So let me ask you a question. You know, obviously our past projects our future sometimes, unless we can have learn from it. And did any of you marry somebody like your father, or, you know?
That's really an interesting question. So in my case, it was my mother. So obviously I didn't marry my mother.
Yes.
I think that the other two women would say, no, not at all did they marry their fathers, but and maybe this is true of all of us, you know, you marriage is a complicated relationship. And so not only does your partner come into the relationship, but you come into the relationship with your own kind of habitual pattern. So none of us married very active alcoholics, although in one case, one husband had struggles with that, but abandoned that pathway early. But, you know, we all saw that we could contribute, you know, our own kind of neuroses into the marriage. And again, once we understood those and sort of wrapped ourselves in a hug, I think it for every one of us, it improved our own relationships.
That's interesting. Did you all three help write this book?
Yes, we did. So here's the book contains some of the original writings that we did initially, and then we generated and brainstormed this list of loaded words, some of which I've mentioned. Then we used this technique of spontaneous writing, which is just take a word like shame or guilt or gifts or siblings and write for 10 minutes. Don't even think about it in advance. Just put your pen to paper or fingers to the keyboard and go. So all of those original writings are in the book. And so we all equally participated in those. And then I sort of was the knitter of those feathers, putting it all together and creating a context around it and sharing the research about what is being said now about the healing power of writing and creating the invitation and writing prompts to others who hopefully will want to try this.
And now, who would you recommend this book for?
That's such a great question.
Well, thank you.
For starters, I think it's for anybody who grew up with an experience in alcoholic childhood or any form of trauma or abuse in childhood. So obviously somebody who has pain in their past would, I think, find comfort in this book. I think also people who are really interested in the technique of spontaneous writing and learning more about themselves at a deeper level would find it interesting. And then I think there are some people who've had, let's say, actually purely happy lives without complications. I know myself, I always find it interesting to read about other people's lives. That's the curious part of me. So in a funny way, I could say the book is for everybody, but okay, with hitting sort of some particular targets.
I opened your book, and there's, and of course, it's Father's Day weekend, and Happy uh-huh. Father's Day. What is that chapter about?
So the person who wrote that was, when she wrote that, she had been married twice and divorced twice. So she was now a single mom, and a neighbor came over who was also a single mom, and it happened to be Father's Day. And they literally fell into each other's arms and said, "I hate Father's Day." And what it led to was, not only did they hate Father's Day because they were now without fathers in their children's lives and the challenges of single parenting, but somehow just saying those words while they were sobbing in each other's arms, it took them back to the painful experiences that they had had with their own fathers. As I said, the guilt and the shame and the nobody ever talking about this. So that's what that story, that's the context for that story.
Okay. Now let me ask you a question. I see in here kind of writing prompts, okay, and that
yes,
your story matters. I mean, really, that's one of the things I personally love. I'm also a hair therapist, so I feel like I've been interviewing people forever and finding out, you know, one, what makes them feel good, look good, do good. And now you have put in here your story matters. You know, sometimes it's scary to really look at your own life and figure out what's going on in your life, because sometimes we just kind of cover it up and go until, you know, we examine our lives. But you actually have an exercise in here to do this, correct?
There are a number of exercises to help people get to their story. And I agree with you that some people run away from their stories. But you know what? It will catch up with you in some way or other.
Mm.
In some,
you know,
form
it's
of
interesting.
Distress
I've heard,
or illness.
Yeah, and I've heard it where people say, you know, like, even if you, did you, any of three of you go to counseling?
All of us have had counseling at one point or another.
Okay.
And some more deeply than others. But, you know, the fact that the work that you do, from what I understand of it, is fabulous, because, you know, what I was saying earlier about getting to a place where you can hug yourself, and I think when you're helping people feel better about themselves in terms of how they look, that when you get to that hug, you realize that at your core, you're a good person, and that you have as I said earlier, choices about how you want to go forward in your life.
No question. I love that. I really do. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now. One, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And of course, we hope that you are starting your day in a positive way. And of course, we're talking with Liz Crocker right now, and we're talking about her book, also written with Polly Bennell and Holly Book. Transforming memories, sharing spontaneous writing using loaded words. Let's mention just some of the words that, you know, blame, feelings, forgiveness, siblings, abandonment, loyalty, parties, resolution, community, surrender, reality, fear, shame. There's so many words that have triggers to them. You know,
we really are encouraging people to, you know, they can use our list of words. They can just close your eyes, put your finger down, and whatever word your finger hits is the word that you write about. Or people can come up with their own words that are more particular to their own lives. And there is a place in the book where there's an example of, in a writing group, somebody put the finger down on the word carry. And there's a short piece that emanated from that word carry. So, you know, the word carry you wouldn't think would have any emotional poignancy or significance. But the piece that came out of that is full of image and full of emotion.
Where is that? I'd like to read that.
That's a good question.
Okay. well, let me
it's
just...
It's in the writing prompts.
All right,
so if you're in that chapter, it's on page 135. Do you want me to read it, or are you going to read it?
Sure, you can read it.
Okay. I have carried children before they were born and carried them again as babies, crooning them to sleep, as toddlers, whispering away the pain of scraped knees, as teenagers, giggling hysterically, trying to piggyback them across the room. I have carried small puppies new to our family and then carried them again to their graves. I have carried cut-up food to my mother, hoping food would nourish her intoxicated soul. I have carried disappointment and resentment for years, unaware of the magnitude of the burden.
Wow. 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 You know, yeah. It's interesting how I want to say words can have symbols. It's kind of like, you know, food. It's kind of like music. It takes us back to those times in our lives. And sometimes life feels like, you know, like we're, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like it's a dream. I guess that's a perfect way to say it. It's a dream. How did I get to this place? And yet there's so many, you know, each day represents something, you know, a marriage, a death, a birth, you know, everything represents something. And sometimes we, you know, I always say I want to have my eyes wide open. But a lot of people don't want to have their eyes wide open because they've had hurt. And, you know, it's part of our journey. It's how do we stand up and know that this is our lesson that we have to incur all the way through our journey?
Well, I think sometimes, I mean, various things work for various people, obviously. And, you know, I think sometimes just knowing that somebody else has had a hard journey and has come out the other side and is living proof that day follows night, sun follows dark,
We are. I mean, we really are incredible human beings, I have to tell you. But at the same time, we are being. And, you know, it's interesting. I just read or wrote something on we just have to learn to be just being.
Exactly. And, you know, so often when we meet somebody for the first time, you know, we say, well, and what do you do? And it would be so interesting if we just switch the question to what do you like?
What do you like?
What matters to you?
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite way of being in the world?
Ooh.
As opposed to what do you do?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I just somebody was actually a listener was writing to me, and I had met her. She'd been on my show a couple times, and you know, I met her in, you know, at events and stuff. And she said, I really would love to sit down and talk to you. And I said, I would love to sit down and celebrate our friendship. Celebrate. We don't celebrate the people in our lives and celebrate who they are individually. And it sounds like you know, three women got together and celebrated your past, your journey, and you shared your thoughts and your familiar of your hurts that have gone through your life. But the biggest thing that really shouts out to me is that you never feel alone when, you know, somebody else has shared your pain. It might be different. It's never going to be exactly the same. But when we share our pain, we share our vulnerability towards each other.
Right. And I think actually that sharing that vulnerability and pain is a gift to the other person and a compliment to the other person.
Absolutely.
Because it means you trust them enough to see you for fully who you are, warts and all.
Yeah, I love that. Let me ask you a really quick question. Where do we get your book?
Well, the publisher is Bull Publishing in Colorado, so you can go directly to them, which is www.bullpub.com. Because I own an independent bookstore, I hope you live in a community that has an independent bookstore and go in and ask for it. That would be great. And then, of course, there are the big box booksellers and online booksellers, but it's pretty easily available.
I love that. All right. Well, again, Liz, thank you so much for being a guest and sharing your inner thoughts within your women friends and also with the world, because that's what we do.
Well, thank you so much for your, not just your interest, Kim, but clearly your heart, too. And it sounds like you're doing super important work as well. So I feel like we got a chance to celebrate each other, and I appreciate
that. I do, too. And please share my show and also my podcast. You can go on to iTunes and download all of my shows. And please, I'd love to find out more about you. All right, we are at the end of our show. And, of course, I thank everybody for being here. I'm here every Saturday from 6 to 8. I hope that you wake up and start your day. I want to make sure tell everybody happy Father's Day to all those amazing men out there. I know it's hard to be a father, just as it is to be a mother, but I always end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Choose your thoughts carefully. Keep what brings you peace. Release what brings you suffering. And you know that happiness is just a thought away. With that, you've been listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. Happy Father's Day, everyone. And I'll talk to you next week.
Pa 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 p